7. Animals and flowers. Enjoying animals. 2. Enjoying the zoo.
The class are going to have a trip to the zoo. Lily is very excited about it. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
I can't wait to go to the zoo on Friday.
Don't be silly. Zoos are boring. I don't want to go and spend all day watching smelly animals.
You still have to go. We each have to pick an animal at the zoo, observe it, and write a report about it.
What? I never heard our teacher say that. I don't believe it.
It's true. You didn't listen to the teacher in class.
Oh, no. This trip is going to be no fun at all.
Well, just think of it this way. You can kill two birds with one stone. You don't have to sit in class all day, and you may learn to love animals. I can't wait to go to the zoo on Friday.
Don't be silly. Zoos are boring. I don't want to go and spend all day watching smelly animals.
You still have to go. We each have to pick an animal at the zoo, observe it, and write a report about it.
What? I never heard our teacher say that. I don't believe it.
It's true. You didn't listen to the teacher in class.
Oh, no. This trip is going to be no fun at all.
Well, just think of it this way. You can kill two birds with one stone. You don't have to sit in class all day, and you may learn to love animals.
3. Who has more thought? Give a dog a bone, and it keeps you busy. Listen to the
passage.
Decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F.
One morning, I opened the door to get my newspaper and was surprised to see a strange little dog with our paper in his mouth. Pleased with this unexpected delivery service, I gave him some bones. The following morning, I was even more surprised to see the same dog sitting in front of our door, moving its tail from side to side, surrounded by 8 newspapers. I spent the rest of that morning returning the papers to their owners. One morning, I opened the door to get my newspaper and was surprised to see a strange little dog with our paper in his mouth. Pleased with this unexpected delivery service, I gave him some bones. The following morning, I was even more surprised to see the same dog sitting in front of our door, moving its tail from side to side, surrounded by 8 newspapers. I spent the rest of that morning returning the papers to their owners.
5. 4 men and their dogs. Read the passage and do the exercises. 4 men, an engineer, an accountant, a chemist, and a government worker, were showing off how smart their dogs were. To begin with, the engineer called to his dog and said, T-Square, do your stuff. T-Square ran over to a desk, took out some paper and a pen, and quickly drew a circle, a square, and a triangle. Everyone agreed that that was pretty good. But the accountant said his dog could do better. He called to his dog and said, Slide Rule, do your stuff. Slide Rule went out into the kitchen and returned with some cookies. He divided them into three equal piles of three each. Everyone agreed that that was pretty good. But the chemist said his dog could do better. He called to his dog and said, Measure, do your stuff. Measure got up, walked over to the fridge, took out a quart of milk, got a 10-ounce glass from the cupboard, and poured exactly 8 ounces without wasting a drop. Everyone agreed that that was pretty good. Now the government worker called to his dog and said, Coffee break, go. Coffee break jumped to his feet, ate the cookies, drank the milk, threw away the paper, annoyed the other three dogs, said he'd injured his back while doing so, handed in a report for unsafe working conditions, put in for workers' compensation, and then went home on sick leave.
7. Read me. Stress and intonation. Listen and repeat.
How lovely.
What a beautiful picture.
How nice it is.
What?
What shall we do?
Enjoying flowers. 2. Flowers as food.
Jane and John are talking about edible flowers. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
John, are you eating my hibiscus?
Yes.
I brought those here to make my room colorful, not for you to eat. And who eats flowers anyway?
Lots of people. You know, I've looked into the matter, and it turns out that many flowers are edible.
Like what?
Tulips, for example. Oh, plenty of flowers are edible.
But why would anyone eat flowers? Are they good for the health?
Yes. Some flowers are healthy food. Yellow flowers, for example, have a lot of vitamin A.
Why can't we eat all flowers?
Some flowers are harmful. They can even kill you. So you have to choose very carefully.
John, are you eating my hibiscus?
Yes.
I brought those here to make my room colorful, not for you to eat. And who eats flowers anyway?
Lots of people. You know, I've looked into the matter, and it turns out that many flowers are edible.
Like what?
Tulips, for example. Oh, plenty of flowers are edible.
But why would anyone eat flowers? Are they good for the health?
Yes. Some flowers are healthy food. Yellow flowers, for example, have a lot of vitamin A.
Why can't we eat all flowers?
Some flowers are harmful. They can even kill you. So you have to choose very carefully.
3. Flowers as gifts.
Flowers are often given as gifts. Listen to the dialogue. Match the flowers with the people mentioned in the dialogue.
What flowers do you think you should send to your girlfriend?
Red roses, especially on Valentine's Day. A bouquet of them.
Have you ever sent flowers to your mother?
Sure. I send carnations to my mother on Mother's Day.
Do you know of any flowers that are taboo?
Yes. For example, a bunch of chrysanthemums, to an Italian, suggests death.
Thank you for your helpful advice. What flowers do you think you should send to your girlfriend?
Red roses, especially on Valentine's Day. A bouquet of them.
Have you ever sent flowers to your mother?
Sure. I send carnations to my mother on Mother's Day.
Do you know of any flowers that are taboo?
Yes. For example, a bunch of chrysanthemums, to an Italian, suggests death.
Thank you for your helpful advice.
5. Forget-me-nots. Read the passage and do the exercises.
For as long as I can remember, forget-me-nots have bloomed in my garden. Their blue flowers are small but lovely. Nobody knows exactly how they got the name forget-me-not, but there is certainly a widely accepted legend. A knight and his beloved were walking along the bank of the river Danube, and the fair lady saw the sky-blue flowers on a beautiful riverside plant. She told the young man that she liked their beauty. The knight went to get some for her in order to please her, but he fell into the river, and his weight pulled him under. As he sank to his death, he threw the flowers to his lady and cried, "Forget me not!" Now the forget me not symbolizes true love and is the state flower of Alaska.
Seven. Read me. Flowers. It may not be the same, but some things never change. I feel it and I trust it. I still believe in forever, because that's what my heart knows. Memories are the dewdrops on our petals that reopen the buds that have closed. Flowers wilt as seasons change, though they grow a little more with rain. The sun will shine when in need, and left behind a precious seed.
Vocabulary. New words.
Stripe.
Smelly.
Observe.
Unexpected.
Delivery.
Bone.
Tail.
Surround.
Greet.
Suggest.
Engineer.
Accountant.
Chemist.
Government.
Circle.
Triangle.
Divide.
Equal.
Fridge.
Quart.
Ounce.
Cupboard. Annoy.
Injure.
Compensation. Applicant.
Advertise.
National.
Daisy.
Lotus.
Hibiscus.
Anyway.
Edible.
Vitamin.
Harmful.
Bouquet.
Carnation.
Taboo.
Bunch.
Chrysanthemum.
Allergic.
Sneeze.
Forget me not.
Bloom.
Legend.
Night.
Beloved.
Sky blue.
Riverside.
Beauty.
Sink.
Symbolize.
Proper nouns.
Valentine's Day.
Danube.
Alaska.